Live from the StreamYard Studios in Lake St. Louis, it's Between the Lines with Rob Reynolds, brought to you by Compass Health Consultants. We have a plan for you. Give us a call, 636-734-8444. And now, Between the Lines. Well, folks, it's that special time of the year, the time of the year where everybody's an expert, everybody knows what they're doing, and everyone knows who's going to win every game. Well, and guess what? At Between the Lines, we're no different. What I wanted to do today was to go through some highlights of what I thought was going to happen. And I saw a guy last night on television that said, "You have to understand, the more you know about this, the less you're going to get them right." And that's certainly true. I have been on both sides of it, where I've done very well in these little games. And then there have been times where I thought I did everything, and I did horrible. And that's what makes it great. First of all, let's look at the top four number one seeds. UConn, can't argue. Houston, I'm not real impressed with Houston. I don't know if it's their coach or whatever, but anyway, they're a number one. North Carolina, can't argue. I mean, they've got the body of work. They've had a very, very good year. And then Purdue. Purdue is really a perennial favorite. And let me put it this way. Purdue needs to win because they've had their moments in the last few years on first-round games. Let me tell you this. First of all, in my opinion, there will be no number one seeds that get beat. They will all move on. UConn will beat Stetson. Houston will beat Longwood, whoever that is. UNC will win, and so will Purdue. So you won't have to worry about that. Let's look at the other games, though. Some of those get pretty interesting. Now, I go through these, and I pick who I think, based on who I've seen, who seems to be hot at the time and willing to go. Northwestern's one of those, which everyone in the world's picking FAU. I'm still picking Northwestern. Auburn, powerhouse, one not to overlook, I'll tell you. Now, let's get down to Illinois and Morehead State. Morehead State will play Illinois tough. And Illinois plays very, I don't know, laid back or whatever in the first half. But they've got it together this year. When it comes to the second half and how to finish. And I can tell you, Marcus Domask is the glue of that team. Don't let anyone tell you they're not. Illinois comes through that game with Morehead State in flying colors. The next one that I'm looking at is Washington State and Drake. Now, I might have my MVC rose-colored glasses on, but I like Drake. I like Drake a lot. And I think Drake will come through that first game without any problem at all. Now, let's look on down below, which I think is the most loaded division, which is North Carolina's division out west. North Carolina's not going to have any problem. But then you get to that 8-9 game, Michigan State, Mississippi State. Probably Mississippi State should win. I've seen them play. They play good defense. But the problem is Michigan State has the Izzo factor. When it comes time for the tournament, Izzo has his team ready to play. I'm not going to pick against them. I got Michigan State, even though some people say they shouldn't even be in the tournament. I got them. Grand Canyon and St. Mary's. For some reason, those 5-12 games are always interesting, and there's always an upset. This is it. Grand Canyon, I think, will beat St. Mary's. Maybe by one, but I think they will. Another game that I think you don't have to worry about, obviously, is Baylor. Baylor's going to beat Colgate. An interesting game, I believe, will be Dayton and Nevada. You don't hear much about Dayton as time goes on. It's a 7-10 game against Nevada. I'm going to pick Nevada over Dayton. Mainly because I like Steve, their coach out there. I can't think of his name right now. But I believe he will bring them through. And then, of course, you got Arizona in the nightcap. And you know what's going to happen with Arizona. They're going to get out there and Everybody's going to be fired up about them, and then they're going to disappoint you. Second round game here, I have Houston, and then I have Nebraska going past Texas A&M. That'll be a good game. But if you've seen Tech or Nebraska play lately, boys, they can shoot. I'm going to tell you, if they come out and can hit those threes, Houston's going to have their hands full. And if they hit seven or eight of them, like they did against Indiana, Houston will be on their heels, and you could see an upset. But what I have so far is I do have Nebraska beating Texas A&M. I believe, as much as I hate to say this, because it involves the number one seed, I think Nebraska is going to take Houston down. And frankly, I can't wait to see that. That would set up a Nebraska-Wisconsin game. And we'll get to that in just a minute. You've got Wisconsin playing Duke in the second round. I look for trouble there with Duke. They're a four seed. Wisconsin's a five seed. But I just think in watching Wisconsin, they're playing pretty tough right now. I could see that going any way, and probably that's one I'm going to lose because it's hard to beat against to bet against Duke in the tournament as well. The next one is one that's going to actually, my dad is going to hate this. He's going to be looking down and saying, I'm going to have to whack you upside the head for making that pick. I'm going to pick, first of all, Kentucky's going to beat Oakland. They're going to beat them savagely in the opening round. Then comes Texas Tech. I got Kentucky winning there. I think Kentucky's going to go out then and play Wisconsin. We'll see what happens there. But I got Kentucky. They're one of my favorite teams in this tournament. Down in the Purdue bracket, which I believe the Midwest bracket may be the easiest one. Now, easy. I mean, it's one thing to say easy. It's another thing to win it. But Purdue's going to advance. I've got Purdue going all the way out to when they play Kansas. And that means Kansas has knocked off Gonzaga. That may be an interesting game in itself. But I do have Kansas going out to play Purdue. Purdue, I have all the way out playing Creighton, which means they have Creighton has basically knocked off Oregon, which I think that will happen. And then you've got Tennessee and Creighton. Now, I'm going to pick Creighton, too. I've seen Creighton play a couple times. I like them. And Tennessee, I don't think they can finish an ice cream cone. They just seem to fall apart right at the end. They got a great coach. He's going to be a Hall of Fame coach. But I don't understand what their deal is. A lot of times they can't seem to finish it. By the way, looking down here, looking at Texas, why is Texas even in this? I mean, they're like 9-9 in the conference. I can't even imagine they're in. Anyway, I just thought I would throw that into you to see what you thought about that. In that bottom range there, let's look at what we've got in the final games when we go to North Carolina and Baylor. Who do you think I'm going to pick there? I'm going to pick North Carolina. And who do you think I'm going to pick up there when you get to Kentucky and Marquette? Ooh, that's going to be a good one. I'm going to pick Kentucky. Who am I going to pick in that Purdue game? Well, right now, Purdue's early season losses, they're over. I mean, that's not going to happen anymore. Purdue's going to the Final Four. And don't worry about it. The other one that I think is going to go, and they're going to beat UConn, and it's going to be Illinois. So let me tell you something about UConn. UConn is an interesting team, and no doubts they're good, but they're not as good as they were, let's say, back in the early 2000s, late 90s, whenever they were just like horses and everybody else was a pony. I mean, these are good basketball players now, but they're not dominating basketball players like they've had. So basically, we've got the Final Four. Here are my Final Four. Mark this down. You let me know who yours are. I've got Illinois. I've got North Carolina. I've got Kentucky. And I've got Purdue, which sets up, in my opinion, an Illinois-Kentucky final national championship game. Who do you think I picked? The only thing I can say is I-L-L-I-N-I. Folks, I hope you had fun with this. That's the main thing about this tournament. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Don't get too mad at people when they beat you, because they will. Probably half the things I just told you aren't going to happen. But you never know. I'd love to know what you think and who your Final Four teams are, who you think is going to win it. So drop me a line on Facebook. This will be up in just a few minutes. And we'll see you after One Shining Moment. So long. Have a great day.